Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Coming up, we'll get to a leaderboard at the Open Championship.
Yes.
And one Saint restructures to stay with the team. We'll tell you about that coming up in fourth and one. Hey, I want to take you guys back real quick as we get ready for the Braves to start back up tomorrow. At the start of this season, this was the rotation. Chris Sale, Ronaldo Lopez, Grant Holmes, Bryce Elder, Jose Suarez. Coming in, Suarez had one start in 25. Okay. So we were all like, eh. The guys that were on the IL to start the season were Schrellenbach, Waldrip, Joey Wentz, AJ Smith-Shawver.
Right.
Now you can add Strider to that, right?
Yep.
And Martin Perez. Obviously, we think Perez will be back and Strider probably not. But, Mike, I only say that to say, like, okay, that was the rotation going into the start of the season. And let me blow your mind. That rotation was pretty damn good. We had guys like Elder who had under a 2 ERA. Then he imploded.
Yeah, then all of a sudden people figured him out again. All of a sudden it was batting practice with Elder. After, as you said, it looked like the Greg Maddux effect, right? The sinker yes. And everything else. Hey, Elder's reinvented himself.
So I say that to say this is the thing that I've been pondering. Do they think that rotation can get back to what it was to start the season, Mike?
That's a pipe dream. That's a pipe dream.
And say, we've got Schwellenbach on the way, we got Smith-Shawver on the way, we got Martin Perez on the way. Like, I know this may not be what you want to hear, but they got reinforcements in the building. And, oh, by the way, we got, you know, J.R. Richie, who we haven't mentioned.
But you can't really trust him just yet.
He's pitching.
I know, but he's been the yo-yo back and forth because of roster moves.
Yeah, I'm not saying that you can. I'm just saying you've got bodies and arms that you go, look, this is where we were, and we had one of the best starting staffs in the league, and we got off to a great start, and now we've been decimated with injuries. We all felt like the bullpen would be pretty good. I'm not telling you they're not going to make a move, but the thing I've been thinking about is, what if they're thinking about this way and going, okay, you know what? What we really need is our bats to get hot and get our guys back in this lineup, and we might be able to withstand and get through and be where we want to be with all these arms that are coming back.
I just don't think because, you're going to play, 17 games before the trade deadline.
17 days.
So there's your sample size. I don't know if that's enough to know that Smith-Shawver is back.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody else you talked about. I mean, to me, you got to find two disposable, expendable players with contracts that are wrapping up, like a Kevin Gausman, things like that. You need to find the typical Alex Diamond, not so much diamond in the rough, but guys that can eat some innings. And then you have an insurance policy for all the guys you talked about. That's what you have to do. And I think you got to be proactive because right now, realistically, there's 9 or 10 teams that can say they got a legit shot. Then everybody else is, you get the teams that are under 500. I think the Red Sox consider themselves in the mix of the wild card, teams like that. Blue Jays might be sellers, but right now they're going to take these next, Carl, 16, 17 games to figure out what they are.
They are. Lopez had a 2.18 ERA. Holmes is 3.4.
And Holmes is solid, but you know what the ceiling is with Holmes? Every fifth day, whenever you roll him out, he's going to get you maybe into the fifth inning.
Yeah, yeah. Elder was a 0.77 ERA at one point this season, which we were all like, wow. And even Martin Perez, 2.2.
ERA. Guys, that's all. Everybody was under three except Holmes, and he was, you know, was giving you decent starts. I'm just saying, Braves fans, as much as we want, and I'm with Mike on this, look, I think if anything, you add another arm, and even if you're praying for the bats to come back to life, great. You got to still go add another arm. But they may be thinking about this in this way and going, it's not as bad as it thinks, as you may think it is. It's not as bad as it seems. It's been bad because we couldn't score runs in June. By the way, in July, Mike, I think we're averaging 6 runs a game. Like, okay. The number has gone up. Right. In July. We've had a really good start to July, obviously, with the All-Star break this week we didn't play. But that's the other part. How does these last 2 weeks play out with the offense? If we're scoring runs, then I don't know if it changes Alex's approach or not. I really don't.
Right. As you said, Strider, that's again, speaking of pipe dreams, don't know what that's going to be.
I don't think we see
it. You know, when you talk about late August into September, then how's that going to play? You got one guy you can trust. That's Chris Sale. That's it. The one guy you trust. And then you just laid out all the others. Everyone else has sort of a mental asterisk if you're a Braves fan about how you're going to do it. So 17-week audition for the guys when they finally can get out there. Meanwhile, Ronald Acuna, according to Mark Bowman, is going to be slow roll. They're DHing him in these rehab starts.
Okay.
And he did hit a grand slam with 2 walks today down in FCL action. So, but they're going to be there'll be an abundance of caution. So it's not like Ronald's a guarantee we're going to see him here like by Monday of next week.
Hurry home.
I know.
Okay.
And then, you know, and we try to go a full radio show day without talking about Austin Riley. I think most Braves fans at this point, you just throw your hands up and go, whatever it will be, will be. But can Austin Riley find some semblance of production, consistent production for this team?
Here's what's funny about all this, and you guys can chime in. I mean, you may say that's the craziest thing, Dukes. I'm just telling you, there's two ways to look at this. One is, yes, we will go spend X amount of money and go all in. But I've told you, we're already over the tax threshold, for those who don't know this.
Right.
Okay, we already are over it.
And this company does not play that game.
But the crazy thing is, going into the season, we all knew Chris Sale was going to be the guy. And outside of that, there were a lot of questions. And that was no secret. Health is luck. Okay? So you go pitching, Sale, health. Question mark, because you don't know how it shakes out. And you've seen it now with the Braves. You get guys up and down. It just happens to every team. Offense on paper to start the season looked really good. We thought it was going to be really good. It's been It's been good at times, but it's been And then you go, well, what about the bullpen, Mike? Well, the bullpen was supposed to be really good because that's where they spent the money to upgrade.
The Robert Suarez thing, I didn't like him being used all around. Then it turns out using him all over the place worked out great, and then you really miss him. His absence has really hurt.
I agree. And then the last thing for me was Walt Weiss. You didn't know, even though he had managerial experience, would it be that much different? How would he go about his business? I think Walt Weiss has done a hell of a job this first half.
I agree.
He's done a really good job.
Isn't it the same kind of stuff that Snicker had to do all these years? Balancing injuries and not enough pitching.
Yeah.
Because of injuries.
Mike, the thing is, you know, look, as a manager, you can only throw out the guys that you have.
Right.
It's not like Walt Weiss can make a phone call and go get a guy that he wants. He's looking at his bench, he's looking at his roster, and he's going, all right, I'm going to make the best of this. So with that said, to keep us in first place with the things that he's done and being, you know, willing to adjust the lineup, I think he's done a really good job. But I'm just throwing all this out there to say, like, the pitching, you knew there was a question mark. The health, that's luck. That's every team. The bullpen was supposed to be better, and the hitting was supposed to be what we thought was going to carry us.
Well, I mean, how did you do so well? I mean, we hit, again, all those home runs. Think about it, guys. You hit all those home runs in the month of what, April or May, and then basically you didn't do anything in June and this part of July. It's just been brutal. The worker bees, I say worker bees because not the highest paid guys, but like, you know, the Dominic Smiths and the Dubons and the Yastrzemski is what he is. You know, he can't hit left-handed pitching, but you've got, we always knew that. And we thought that we'd have a dividend because of Profar and spend that $18 million. And then you waste $20 million on Ha-Seong Kim and you haven't been able to play him because he's terrible. And that's another guy. I don't want to just pile on Riley. If Ha-Seong Kim can use the minor league demotion to turn it into something, because look, if he ever wants to make another dollar in this league, he needs to get it together. Regardless of he has no future with the Braves, but he has a future somewhere else in MLB.
Yeah, I don't disagree. You guys can let us know what you think. 404-726-0929 as we take a look at getting ready for the start of the second half of the season tomorrow. And I just think internally, they're going, it's about getting these guys back in the lineup that can hit. And if we're hitting, it's going to help our pitching. You're not going to go get 3 pitchers that can shut down teams every night and keep you in games. And that's why I brought up Maddux, Moulton, Glavin yesterday. It's unfair because, again, they're Hall of Famers, but you're not going to go do that at the trade deadline. If you get a Ronald Acuna back healthy, Mike, and you get Riley going, and you just brought up Kim, and all of a sudden you insert those guys in the lineup, and you're able to produce over the second half of the season another 150, 200 RBI, you know, whatever it's going to be. I mean, each guy, it'd be uncommon for them to have 100 RBI in a half a season, but they're 100 RBI guys in their careers. And so half of that, right? If you were able to do that, how many more runs is this team scoring, and how much pressure does that take off the pitching staff?
I'm looking back to the year we won the World Series and innings pitched. Your four big dogs, Charlie Morton, Max Fried,
forgot about Morton,
Ian Anderson, Drew Smiley, and then you get into Huskar Hinoa, and then it was, you know, and then all the other guys who had an opportunity, like Tuki Toussaint and everybody else, it kind of didn't pan out. But you leaned so heavily into that bullpen.
Yes.
But I mean, but that was it. You had, but Charlie Morton, Max Fried, Ian Anderson, Smiley, 14 wins, 9 wins, 11 wins, and a lot of innings pitched. We don't have anything remotely close to that this season.
But
you're going to have to go get it in these next 2 weeks.
Well, you got Sale. If you could go get...
Sale is the gold standard, and Sale beats anything you had in 21.
Yes.
But you had... I'd take any of those guys right now along with Sale, and you could go win and do some damage in the playoffs.
But what you're telling me is we had two guys at the top of that rotation, really, and a bunch of guys that did their part and played their role, but they weren't dominant.
Right.
They weren't dominant.
That's it. I mean, that's the reality of it. I mean, you look at some of the other dudes... Who, Sean Newcomb. Remember, I mean, we used to joke around, spin the wheel of brave pitchers who may flake out, you know? And that's why when you look at it, if you want to go talk to the Diamondbacks about Soroka, he's got a glute issue right now. He's doing rehab starts. We talked about other pitchers around baseball. I mean, the Brewers just traded for a guy who can't even pitch right now from Houston.
Right.
You know, but they're trying to stock it up. I'd love to see Alex be proactive. And again, this is one of these great debates. What are we trying to do here? Or do you feel as a Braves fan, and I don't totally disagree, Carl, that folks say even though we are in first place at the All-Star break, this team is fundamentally flawed because of Austin Riley, Ronald not being healthy, Kim not contributing, and then all those pitching woes. That's something you'd have to do the 2021 thing, plus get a couple of starting pitchers in too.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. And as you said, oh, and by the way, don't get into one of these luxury tax thresholds.
Yeah, that's the other part about it. And I mean, look, I don't care. You don't care. I'm just telling you what the situation is. And knowing that, that's going to limit what they're willing to go out and do. Some people have been like, man, let's just go get this guy and that guy. And I'm like, okay, that's another $150 million on the payroll. You're not doing that. But we'll see.
By the way, 21, it's kind of funny. You're back down memory lane. Aside from those big four that I mentioned, Morton, Fried, Anderson, Smiley, Huskar Hinoa started a bunch of games. Toussaint started 10. Kyle Muller started. Jacob Webb started 15.
That's baseball, man. That's what I'm saying with...
Hey, check that.
Looking at all these arms, that's what I'm laying out to you. Like, the second half could look like that to the Braves, and we still could get there.
I'm sorry, wrong name. Bryce Wilson. The A's just wondered. Jesse Chavez had 30 appearances that year. Not to mention the rest of the night shift that was fantastic.
Jesse's like he's like Cookie. You know, we kept bringing Jesse back. He's like Cookie.
Will Smith, Luke Jackson, Matzik, Minter, Chris Martin. I mean, that was you want to talk about Snicker had to do some of its parts every year. It's the same thing Walt Weiss has to do this year to get him across the finish line.
Yeah. All right. We'll see what happens, man. Trade deadline approaching early August, August 2nd or whatever, and. My hopes have been, they've been dwindling a little bit. I'm not going like crazy like I was maybe a few weeks ago thinking, all right, you got to fix this. He can only fix so much.
I mean, look, there is a way. Now, the easy answer to this is you got to go spend some money, but they're not prepared to get into that luxury. Remember, guys, the reason the Phillies have such a higher bankroll than us is it's dollar for dollar over $65 million they're paying on.
Yes.
You know, and that's an area we're not going to go down that road. So... Now, if you don't give a crap about that and your shareholders, who tend to be all the big dogs at Liberty Media and everybody who runs this team, say, hey, let's go for the gusto and let's get some. They're never going to take on salary. They're just never going to take on salary.
I think, and this is where I might disagree, the easiest way out of this is your guys start hitting.
Well, that's the easiest way out of this. Right.
I mean,
the guys you're already paying big money.
Correct. To me, it's like, don't have to go add anything. The guys that you're already counting on to do their jobs and be great at what they do, if those things happen, this team looks completely different in the second half. I'm telling you. If Acuna gets hot, man, and Riley starts hitting, this thing is like, oh, man, where have these guys been? So we will see how it shakes out. But, yeah, the tax thing is real. I'll just say this. The Blue Jays are spending $54 million more than we are. okay, right now. And just to give you an idea, their tax bill is $26 million.
There you go.
Our tax bill right now is about $500,000, being over that first threshold.
Right.
Okay? So that's what we're telling you. Like,
we're never going to go down that road.
It's not happening. If you wanted to add $54 million worth of more salary right now with three big trades, let's just say, and now they're paying 25, 26, 28 million more million dollars in taxes, that's not going to take place.
But Carl, I bought the glove for my kid at the Mizuno store. I paid for the red lot parking.
I know.
I went to, you know, Ellett's for breakfast. I mean, I'm buying all the beers and hot dogs and hats in the state. Don't they reinvest that money? Like, you know, prime the pump and stuff?
Yeah, they're going to say they did already. That's what they're going to tell us.
Tell your kid, I'm sorry, Timmy. Mr. McGurk has got to pay down a debt on the battery. We can't get into this. Guys, we can't get into this luxury tax.
What more do you want from me?
Yeah, we just need... Look, I am under the impression, this is where I'm at right now, Mike, and if it doesn't work out, then maybe we need to really talk about retooling next season. And we've said this.
I know that'd be 3 years. And again,
fire sale.
Yes.
Fire
so, sale. I mean, right now, do you think the Phillies are going to come up and take this division?
They have been the hottest.
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Team since Don Mattingly took over. They've been the hottest team in the majors. So, I don't know, but I would tell you they're playing with a lot of confidence right now.
Look, I hate to back up management. I could see management saying, look, this team ain't that. This team ain't got it. You got 17 games to 17 games now to prove. But the thing is, while you sit here waiting for the Braves to crank it up and look like they're legit, other teams are going to be making deals to improve their teams at the deadline.
And that's the problem.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.